Welcome to Classical IPR in Concerts. I'm your host, Amanda Sewell. My dad passed away a year ago this month, so I'm paying tribute to him with some of his favorite music. We'll hear selections from Broadway, Doc Severinsen, Simon & Garfunkel, plus some Roy Orbison, and of course, Herb Alpert and the TJB. I'll also share some of his favorite dessert recipes later in the program. It's a Sewell soiree here on Classical IPR. I'll start the program with a couple of songs that Dad sang to my brother and me when we were kids. And I have no idea why these were his go-to songs for us, but they were. Mine was If I Were a Rich Man, and my brother's was Mac the Knife, or as we called it in our house, the Sharkfish Song.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth there, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Not you hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a shell. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Yes, Sookie Tawdry, ooh, Miss Lottie Lenya, and Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe, now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Sookie Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in
many poor people. I realize, of course, that it's no shame to be poor, but it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy-biddy-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty, bitty rich, idle, diddle, diddle, diddle man, I'd build a big, tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with real wooden floors below. There couldn't be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down, and one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say here lives a wealthy man. Oh, if I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty, bitty rich, idle, diddle, diddle, diddle man, I see my wife, my Goldie, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to our heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oy, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important men in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Reptavia, pardon me, Reptavia, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. La ri ra ri ri ra ra. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in a synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the Eastern Wall. And I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. That would be the sweetest thing of all. Oh, if I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
Like I said, I'm not exactly sure why those were Dad's choices to sing to my brother and me when we were kids, but now that I'm a mom myself, I will say my son definitely enjoys If I Were a Rich Man, especially when I sing that middle part really loudly. You know, the most important men in town would come to call on me. Yeah, he really likes that part. This is a Sewell Soiree on Classical IPR in Concert. I'm Amanda Sewell. And later in the program, I'll share a couple of my dad's legendary recipes. Now, Dad played the trumpet in high school, and music was always really important to him. So here are two Leroy Anderson bugling pieces, both of which were composed in the 1950s, right when Dad was starting to learn the trumpet.
Thank you.
We heard a couple of bugling pieces by Leroy Anderson, Trumpeter's Lullaby, and before that, Bugler's Holiday. You know, it always fascinated me that my father could play the trumpet and whistle perfectly in tune, but he couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. Of course, that didn't stop him from singing. Here are a couple of songs that Dad would sing at the top of his lungs, nowhere near in the right key.
Kissed you and called you sweetheart. Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again?
Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange. And why, I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? This
is a Sewell soiree on Classical IPR in Concert. I'm Amanda Sewell, paying tribute to some of my dad's favorite music. Dad passed away a year ago this month, and I'm really glad to have the opportunity to share some of my memories of him with you through music. Another one of my dad's favorite things was dessert. In fact, I don't think the man ever met a dessert he didn't like. So I'll share a couple of his specialties with you on the program today. You can go to this episode on classicalipr.org for the full recipe. One of my dad's specialties was what he called his chocolate eclair cake, featured layers of graham crackers, canned chocolate frosting, and Jell-O pudding mixed with Cool Whip. It's one of my favorites too, and actually it's best after it's sat in the refrigerator for a couple of days. You can find the recipe for my dad's chocolate eclair cake on our website, classicalipr.org. As I mentioned earlier, my dad played the trumpet in high school, and I think that always made him partial to music that prominently featured that instrument. So here's a couple of selections by one of his favorites, Doc Severinsen.
Thank you.
medley of music by Doc Severinsen here on Classical IPR in Concert. The complete playlist for this show is available at classicalipr.org. I'm Amanda Sewell, celebrating my father's life and legacy through music this week on the program. My dad graduated from college in 1968, which was the same year the movie The Graduate came out. I remember now, it was probably 20 years ago, I think, that my family watched that movie together. My brother and I had never seen it, and we didn't really get it. I still don't really get it. My dad, on the other hand, oh my gosh, I had only heard him laugh like that on a couple of other occasions before. I guess the concept of plastics really only resonated to someone who was the same age as Benjamin Braddock. Here are a few Simon and Garfunkel selections from the Graduate soundtrack.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stand up tall, Mrs. Robinson. God in heaven smiles on those who pray. Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and snow-crested brown, without no seam or needles, and there goes the child of a fountain. She'll be a true love of sleeps mine.
Strands and polishes a gun.
She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle billows blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Thank you. Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. And snow-crested brown, without no seam. She'll be a true love of sleeps mine.
On the wind of a cloudy and calm.
Tell her to find me
as a glimmer of land,
a sprinkling of leaves. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and tosses that are sigh and tears between the salt water and the sea strand.
Polishes a gun,
and she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle billows
blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
My old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool, said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words
echo the wills of silence.
And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls,
the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Few selections from The Graduate soundtrack, which came out the same year my dad graduated from college, 1968. Dad was a teacher his entire career. His first job out of college was at Horace Mann in Gary, Indiana. And a few years later, he took a job in northern rural Indiana, where he met my mom and where my brother and I grew up. Suffice it to say, we weren't exactly living in a cultural metropolis, but Mom and Dad made every effort to get us to as many concerts and shows as possible. We regularly saw musical theater productions at the Round Barn in Napanee, Morris Auditorium in South Bend, and my favorite, the Wagon Wheel in Warsaw, which was a theater in the Round. Here are some selections from one of my dad's favorite musicals, Little Mary Sunshine.
And then
couple of selections from the musical Little Mary Sunshine, one of my dad's favorites. This is a Sewell Soiree on Classical IPR in Concert. I'm Amanda Sewell. My dad passed away a year ago this month, so I'm paying tribute to him with some of his favorite music on the program. Like I said earlier, my dad loved desserts. For most family gatherings, he would make either that chocolate eclair cake that I talked about earlier or a peanut butter pie. And I've posted that recipe on our website at classicalipr.org. There are lots of variations out there on peanut butter pie, but I always liked my dad's version the best, obviously. Now, here are a couple more of his favorites that he always sang at the top of his lungs and out of tune.
Dum, 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 dum.
Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight. Only the lonely know this feeling ain't right. And there goes my baby, there goes my heart. So far apart, but only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely I need you, I'll treat you right. on home. It's late, there'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me?
A medley of music sung by Roy Orbison. I'm Amanda Sewell, and you're listening to a Sewell Soiree here on Classical IPR in Concert. I'm paying tribute to my father on the program this week. He passed away a year ago from frontotemporal dementia. Dad was a teacher his entire life, and he'd want me to use this opportunity to give you a little more information about frontotemporal dementia because it's less well known than other kinds of dementia. So unlike Alzheimer's, for example, frontotemporal dementia doesn't affect memory much at first. It starts with things like logic and behavior, things controlled in the frontal lobe of the brain. It also tends to have an earlier onset than Alzheimer's. In fact, many people with frontotemporal dementia can start showing signs in their 50s or their early 60s. So if someone you love suddenly has big changes in their behavior, like they're spending a lot of money when they used to be really frugal, or saying really odd things when they used to be really polite, you might talk to a doctor about these cognitive changes. It might be frontotemporal dementia. I posted a link to more information on our website at classicalipr.org. And now, more music featuring the trumpet, played by one of Dad's absolute favorite bands, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, or TJB. Here are some selections from the album Whipped Cream and Other Delights. And that album has arguably one of the most iconic covers of all time. You know the one.
Thank you.
We heard three tracks from the album Whipped Cream and Other Delights by Herb Alpert and the TJB, the Tijuana Brass. This is a Soul Soiree on Classical IPR in Concert. And last but not least, here are two more of my dad's absolute favorite songs. And I hope yours too.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
This has been a Soul Soiree on Classical IPR in Concert. I hope you've enjoyed this program of some of my dad's favorite music. He passed away a year ago this month, but his memory lives on for me in so many ways, especially in this music that meant so much to him. Many thanks to my mom and my brother for their input on today's episode. Don't forget to check out classicalipr.org for the whole playlist and the dessert recipes. I'm Amanda Sewell. This is Interlochen Public Radio. Thanks for listening.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me, stand by me. That we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. Stand by me, whenever.